AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. As you hit the road for the 4th of July weekend, gas is 90 cents a gallon cheaper than it was last year at this time. $2.77 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. Meanwhile, there's heavy security here in Washington and in New York, as always, as the nation celebrates the 4th. Former FBI Special Agent Peter Ahern.
We need to keep people reminded and look at the historical events that are going on right now in the last 6 months to a year. Just kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up a little bit more, and I think that's why you're seeing such a push here.
Overseas, the Islamic State group says it has destroyed six archaeological pieces from the historic town of Palmyra. It says the six busts were confiscated from a smuggler. He was whipped by order of an Islamic court. An unmanned cargo ship full of supplies is on the way to the International Space Station after lifting off this morning from Kazakhstan.
Liftoff of the 60th Progress resupply vehicle en route to the International Space Station.
Two previous supply missions fizzled. An opinion poll suggests Sunday's bailout vote in Greece could be dead even, but it also shows that an overwhelming majority of Greeks want to stay in the Eurozone. Greek banks have been closed during this bailout crisis, and our Elena Bekatoros reports from Athens this has been tough on a lot of people.
It is very arduous for especially elderly people to have to wait for hours in queues just to get a very small amount of money, and then, of course, any non-essential payments have been suspended. People aren't going to be paying for bills when they need to save their cash for food.
Uber has suspended service in France after violence there involving taxi drivers. Uber Pop, as it's called, links users to drivers bypassing taxi drivers. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is having some fun with the ever-growing Republican presidential candidate list. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The president calls it an interesting bunch.
I've lost count how many Republicans are running for this job.
It's actually 14 and counting.
They'll have enough for an actual Hunger Games.
The president says they're all good people, all part of the American family. They just have bad ideas. He compares it to sitting at the Thanksgiving table when Uncle Harry says things that just don't make sense.
You still love him. He's still a member of your family, right? But you got to correct him. You don't want to put him in charge of stuff.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And we are just learning this morning that Aetna will spend $37 billion to buy rival Humana in a deal that would bulk up its government business and create the nation's second largest health insurer. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.